Paul Sir from Basketball Alberta joins us once again. Paul, how you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk some NBA with you in a sec. But coming up, a three-game series in June between Canada and Brazil's national team, who is ranked 7th in the world. Canada is 9th. This is some pretty elite basketball coming to town.
It's a phenomenal event. It really, it's among, if you look at international events, Jason, this is the highest profile international event we've hosted in Edmonton probably since the 83 games the university had that Canada won. So we're really, we've been busting at the seams to be able to announce this for a few weeks, but all the details were taken care of. So yeah, the 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Saville Center.
That's landing a big fish in terms of basketball. Just talk about what an event like this does for the program in general when you ratchet up the competition a notch like this.
Well, it's a great preparatory event for the team to play consecutive nights against such a quality team as they get ready and incrementally are training to compete at the World Championships in September in Istanbul. So to have this level of competition on Canadian soil is something that the team is extremely excited about. And it's neat because the ladies arrive on June 9th and start training. So by the time Brazil comes, they're going to have been together for 2 weeks. So they really feel that they'll be better prepared than they've ever been before to meet a top-flight international competition. And this should really help sharpen their skills, get their chemistry going as they go into a couple of other events in preparation for the Worlds.
You know, the women, as we know, top 10 in the world right now. Realistically, Paul, could we see them up to like 6, 5? What would be a realistic stepping stone this year in the rankings for the women?
In talking to Lisa Tomitas, their head coach, they're aiming to get in that 6 range. They feel that that's realistic. That's a step that they can make. They think they're an athlete or two away from the top 5. And they took a big hit because one of their top players who plays at Notre Dame tore her knee up right at the end of the season, which is unfortunate. But they have enough depth at her spot that they feel that they can make up for her loss, but they certainly would like to have had her. But they're thinking they can, you know, that 6 range and really a stretch, Lisa felt, would be the 5. But that's something that they're striving for. And they'll get a great barometer right out of the gate when they play the 7th ranked Brazilian team.
Yeah, Paul, that's what I was thinking. My understanding is Canada is 9th at this time, Brazil 7th. So really, in terms of rankings, not a lot to choose between the two. Are those rankings a pretty fair reflection of where you think the countries are at, though?
They are. I think Canada's tried and true. They've proven themselves in the London Olympics. Last year they fared real well, although I know they'd love to have the Cuba game back in the zone qualifiers when they were playing for the championship. But I think they're pretty accurate. Now, last year, the girls did play in Rio de Janeiro and did beat the Brazilian team on their home court. So they've proven that they can play, not only play with Brazil, but beat them. So this three-game series, again, over consecutive nights, tells an awful lot about a team and its ability to compete night after night against another very athletic, very gifted team.
Paul, I want to get your thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Obviously, the best first round the NBA's ever seen, a 5 series going 7 games. The Raptors, of course, had to come right down to the wire. They had the ball in their hands with 6.5 seconds to go and couldn't get it done. You look at the teams right now. The Spurs were tested early, but they obviously just they're dominating now. OKC, the Clippers. Is this pretty much destined in your mind to be a Spurs Heat rematch, or do you think one of the Clippers or Thunder can get by the Spurs?
I think either is physically capable. I just don't know if they can hang with the Spurs and their ability to share the basketball. I think that's what distinguishes and separates San Antonio from everybody else. You watch when you watch OKC, you know it's Westbrook or Durant that are going to be taking, you know, 60 to 70% of the shots that the team takes in the night. So if either one of those is really off, they have their limits. They have such limitations. But the Spurs, I think Tony Parker was their leading scorer, and he was, I believe, 43rd in the league in as a leading scorer. So they distribute the ball so well. And what I think is so marvelous about them is that on any given night, one of several players can have 25, and then the next night they have 5, and somebody else has 25. They really have the ability to share the ball, and they're willing to share the ball. That's one of the things, one of the criticisms of the NBA game is too much of its isolation, and the Spurs throw that out the window. They distribute the ball. If a teammate's open, he gets it, and they always make the extra pass. So I believe it's destiny, but it's not a question of physical talent. I just think that Popovich is a superior coach, as good as Doc Rivers is. I just think he's a superior coach, and we will see the Heat and the Spurs again.
Yeah, that's interesting. The Spurs are that team. You can't circle one or two names on the whiteboard, like you said. They can beat you a lot of ways. And in the playoffs, sometimes great individual performances carry the day. But more often than not, that kind of depth will get you to where you're going.
You're absolutely right. And I'm always surprised that more teams in the NBA don't try to copy Popovich and his style of coaching. They always seem to go back to their comfort zone, which is isolating and trying to go one-on-one. Now, the Heat are a great example of the opposite of that. They're not the San Antonio Spurs, but they have the best, I still believe, the best player in the world in LeBron James, who any given night, even when he scores 49, but he makes everybody else better while he's scoring 49. And that's a very unique player. So hopefully it'll be the Spurs and the Heat again, and it'll be just an absolutely phenomenal final series.
Yeah, and you wonder if the Spurs were healthy last year in Game 6 if they win that series.
Yeah, the one time I've seen Greg – I've never criticized Popovich as a coach, and that was the one time I thought he blew it at the in Game 6 when he went small to defend the shot down the stretch, and it was an offensive rebound by Bosch and a kickout to Ray Allen to hit the three to send it to overtime. That was the defining moment of the series. But you're right. If they would have been healthy, if Popovich would have had a big in the game at the time, I think the Spurs would have been the champions last year.
Paul, not to get too political here, but my dream would have been to have the Clippers go all the way and then have every player say, let me out of here now, thank you.
Yeah, that certainly has added a dimension that nobody wanted to the NBA players this year. But having said that, people have really grabbed onto it and run with it. What a shame. What a shame to see that be an issue in 2014. And then to have him get caught on a private conversation and sound so bad, but then go on with Anderson Cooper and look much worse. It's just unbelievable to have that. So you're right. I think that would be a great political statement.
Paul, once again, tickets, when will they go on sale for this unique three-game series, Canada versus Brazil, coming up in late June?
They're on sale right now. You can call the Basketball Alberta office, ask for Natalie. She'll take care of you. We've got all kinds of different options, and it'll be an exciting series. I'm going to throw one in one other plug right now, Jason. We officially announced today that Edmonton is bidding to host the 2015 Women's FIBA America's Olympic qualifier. So we're in the running for that right now. And before the tournament, our national championships that we're hosting in July, we'll know whether we'll be hosting the 10-team FIBA qualifier next year as well. So we deemed this the summer of basketball in Edmonton, and there's an awful lot of exciting things going on right now, guys.
Paul, always great to talk basketball with you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, fellas.